second suspect in a March drive-by shooting in Canton is now in custody. 24-year-old Nadia Brown was arrested Tuesday and arraigned Wednesday in Canton Municipal Court, where bond was set at $100,000. She faces charges of felonious assault and discharging a firearm. Brown allegedly shot at a woman on Allen Page Drive Southeast. 22-year-old Michael Reynolds of Jackson Township, who police say was driving, is charged with complicity and was arraigned April 2nd. Brown and Reynolds are scheduled for a preliminary hearing Friday. Man is in jail following a domestic incident in Canton. Police say 18-year-old Anthony Gilger argued with his live-in girlfriend at their home on 11th Street Southwest Friday night before pointing a handgun and threatening the woman's father. He allegedly fired a shot towards Sean Poling, who took cover behind a vehicle outside the home. Gilger, who reportedly had been drinking, fled before being arrested Wednesday, faces charges including felonious assault, domestic violence, and aggravated menacing. Canton police say they arrested a man after he claimed to be a firefighter. 18-year-old Carter Davis also allegedly told dispatch during a 911 call he was a police officer after a near collision and argument in the 1600 block of 26th Street Northwest Wednesday night. Davis accused another driver of pulling a gun, but video and police confirmed no firearm was present. Officers also verified Davis has no fire or EMS certifications. He was booked at Starr County Jail on impersonation charges. Starr County grand jury has declined to indict an Alliance man on most charges from two alleged assaults January 3rd and February 1st. 30-year-old Carl Baker was no-billed on all but one count and still faces a domestic violence charge. He was arraigned in Alliance Municipal Court Wednesday and pleaded not guilty. Baker remains free on bond. He was initially charged with strangulation, aggravated menacing, and two domestic violence counts. Baker previously pleaded guilty in February to separate charges involving the same woman. Man is dead after a motorcycle crash Tuesday night in Greene. The Summit County Sheriff's Office says it happened around 7:10 on South Arlington Road when an SUV turning left into an apartment complex was struck by a southbound motorcycle. 26-year-old Austin Bianco of Greene was taken to Summa Health in Akron, where he died. He was wearing a helmet. The SUV's driver was not seriously hurt. An investigation is ongoing. Ravenna Board of Education moving forward with a high school addition that will house all students in the district. The 96,000-square-foot project, estimated to cost $46 million, with the state covering 76%. The district would pay $12 million. Next year, elementary students will attend Willard and Brown schools, while 7th and 8th graders move to the high school. West Main Elementary will close at the end of the year. The Record Courier reports the addition will include a third gym and separate spaces for different age groups. Voter approval of a levy renewal will help fund the district's share, with construction possibly starting in 2028. Kent State University students will get expanded health care on campus starting July 1st. A new partnership with Northeast Ohio Medical University will bring doctors, nurse practitioners, and mental health providers to DeWeese Health Center. Full-time students will pay $90 per semester. Part-time students, $35. The center will be open weekdays 8 to 5, with renovations expected to be complete by spring of next year. Columbiana County Commissioners have extended the bid date for Hanoverton's sewer connection project May 27th. Earlier bids were rejected last week for being incomplete or non-responsive. Engineers plan a pre-bid meeting to clarify requirements such as bonding and insurance. Morning Journal reports the $190,000 project, funded through an Ohio EPA grant, will help 15 properties connect to the new sanitary sewer system. Columbiana County Drug Task Force arrested a man during searches at two homes in East Liverpool. Warrants were served Monday at two addresses on St. George Street. 51-year-old Antoine Moman was taken into custody for violating probation and obstructing official business, with additional charges pending lab results. His sister, Nicole, was released at the scene. She'd been arrested last month after a search turned up suspected cocaine, cash, and drug packaging materials. Youngstown man acquitted of felonious assault. 40-year-old Lionel Stanley was on trial for allegedly assaulting two people when they tried to stop him from attacking a woman on South Avenue in Youngstown last October. Stanley claimed self-defense, and a Mahoning County jury found him not guilty Wednesday. Prosecutors said Stanley followed the two people after the scuffle. The defense argued witnesses could have supported his claim that he was attacked first. A car crashed into a doctor's office in Boardman Wednesday morning. Police say a 70-year-old woman pulled into a parking space but kept going, slamming into the building on McClurg Road. She suffered minor injuries. The office was closed for the rest of the day.